Murray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
What's in the letter, Bub?
Yeah.
You mean you two clunkheads have been there all the time?
Sure, we knew it wasn't our friends. They always yell.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, from Japan.
Japan?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Take it easy.
What's it say? Maybe it's from the Kodokan school. Is it for me?
Sit down and be quiet. I'll read it to you.
Yes. Say.
Who was that Japanese doll that Mike was running around with in Japan?
Her name was Kimiko.
Hey, yeah, Kimiko, that's right.
Well, how serious did he get?
Well, I think he liked her. That was about all. Why? What is it, Bub?
She's coming here.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with that? We went over there, now she's coming over here.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Mike's engaged to Sally.
Well, that'll be neat. They can go shopping together and all kinds of stuff.
Chip, you know, sometimes it scares me how young you are.
What's a Chio?
A what?
A Chio. I'm bringing my Chio along, and I hope it pleases you.
A Chio? Oh, you know, over in Japan, they wear those real high hairdos, and a chio's one of those long prongs they stick in their head.
No, it's not. I think it's some kind of pajamas or robe or something.
No, it's one of those long prongs.
Well, I don't care what it is. I'm taking this whole mess up with your dad. This is international stuff.
Well, there's no problem.
No problem. What happens when Madam Butterfly and Sally meet?
They'll say hello.
Now, Bub, I'm sure Mike didn't get engaged to Kimiko, or he would have told us. But since she arrives day after tomorrow, did anybody call Mike?
Yeah, I did, Dad. He's away for a couple days on a botany field trip.
Fine time to be looking around for rocks.
Well, we better make arrangements at the Bryan Park Inn for her to stay, and she can have her meals here with us.
Now, just a minute, Charlie. I can't cook sake and the rest of that Japanese food.
Well, sake's a drink.
That's what I said. I can't cook it.
When the boys and I were in Japan, Kimiko and her family were very nice to us. The least we can do is reciprocate.
Isn't her little brother Akira coming?
No, she's only going to be here for 2 weeks. She wants to study American teaching methods.
You know why she's picking Bryan Park? I'll give you the answer in two words. Mike.
That's only one word.
Mike Douglas. Wise guy.
Well, whatever her reasons are, we're all going to make her feel welcome, okay?
Okay. I'll break out the tea and the hari-kari.
I wonder what a chio is.
I think it's something they wear on their back. It sort of looks like a catcher's mitt.
Oh, no, I think they call that a, what do they call that?
Hi, Bub.
Hi.
Your educated grandson returns from his studies with a bag of dirty laundry in one hand and his bride-to-be on the other.
In that order.
Yeah.
I gotta talk to you. Excuse me, honey. Why don't you knit a sweater or something? Now, just how friendly did you get with a certain little number in Tokyo?
What certain little number?
Did you hold her hand? Did you kiss her? Did you propose to her? Don't just stand there looking at me. Speak up.
Bub, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Guess who your father and your brothers and your dog have gone to pick up at the airport?
Look, if you want to tell me something, please tell me. Who did they go to pick up?
Kimona.
Kimona? I still don't. Kimiko?
No matter how you pronounce it, it still spells trouble. You know what you look like to me? One guy with two fiancés.
No, nothing like that.
And are you sure there wasn't a little smooching on the side, Francois?
Bob, just because a guy kisses a girl doesn't make him engaged. We just kind of had a warm feeling between us. But we both knew that it was going to end in a few hours, and we were, I guess you'd say, sensible about the whole thing. And now she's going to come here.
Well, she ain't going to Cincinnati, Charlie.
Oh, my gosh. Sally.
That's what I like, a grandson that thinks fast.
What am I going to do? I mean, even if nothing did happen, girls don't like it when they find out.
Easy, my boy, easy. I'm way ahead of you. No damage has been done. Yet.
Oh, let me take that, please. Well, Kimiko, it's nice to see you again.
Take Sally someplace and hide her under a rock till Kimona gets out of here.
Kimiko. Oh, I don't know, Bob. That seems pretty cowardly.
It's downright chicken, but it's sensible.
Come in. Kimiko, tell your aunt she doesn't have to take her shoes off. Come into our house and see.
Kutsudeiru.
Here, now I'm going to take that. Here, now. Thanks, Rob.
It is just as I pictured it, Mr. Douglas.
Well.
A lovely home, Douglas. I have seen such in the cinema.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have room for you to stay here with us, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the end.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Well, hi, Sally. I didn't know you were here. Come in. Sally, I want you to meet some friends of ours from Japan. This is Miss Toshikaru. Toshikaru, and this is her aunt, Miss...
Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi, that's right. This is Miss Morrison.
Hello. Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Dan, is it okay if I go over Ernie's house? His cat had kittens in his mother's hat box.
Oh, how many?
11.
Oh, sure, run along, Jibber.
So long, Kimiko.
Sayonara.
So long. Come on, Tramp. Come on,
boy. Well, Chip remembered what he learned in Japan last year, anyway. Well, come on in, everybody. And...
Yeah. Have a seat. Hi.
Mike. How very nice to see you. You're looking very well.
Well, you look good too, Kimiko. Oh, Kimiko, this is my grandfather, Bob O'Casey.
How do you do, Miss Kimiko?
Hello, Mr. O'Casey.
Bob, I want you to meet Kimiko's aunt. This is Miss Matsubashi.
Mitsubishi.
Yes, that's right, Mitsubishi.
Perhaps it's easier if all call me Chiyo.
That's her first name, Bob. That's what Kimiko meant in a letter when she said, I'm bringing my Chiyo.
Oh, you're Chiyo. But we always thought that Chiyo was a little pad you wore.
No, it's their first name, buddy.
How do you do, Miss Chiyo? You just call me Bub.
Boob?
Bub. B-U-B, Bub.
Araso, Boob.
Well, just have it your own way.
Well, I think I'll be running along, Mr. Douglas. I hope you'll excuse me.
Oh.
It's very nice to have met you, Chiyo. Bye.
Well, goodbye, Sally.
It was nice meeting you too, Kimiko.
I also. Micah, call me when you have time.
Sally, you don't really have to leave.
Well, don't be silly, Micah. I'm sure you all have a lot to talk about. Bye.
Well.
Well, here we are, ladies. A tasty bit of O'Casey blancmange.
I will assist.
Now cut it out, Chiyo. You've been doing that all through the meal. Remember, you're a guest.
But it is not right. Men have muscle for hunting wild animal, not for serve dainty morsel to woman.
Well, the last wild animal I killed was a horsefly at the AOH picnic. He was a big fella, but I winged him.
Bob, you could have done that in the kitchen.
Sorry, did I get any on you?
We have these in Tokyo, but my aunt's village is not so blessed.
Well, at first we were going to serve you Japanese food, but then we decided that you might be interested in something more typically American.
Well, too much American food in one hunk might give you the hives or something. So I thought we'd make tea.
It's delicious.
Well, it's swell. It ought to be a lot better when we put some tea in it.
My aunt's village is also not so blessed with the tea bag. Ano ocha desu. Black tea of Ceylon. You have gone to too much trouble for us.
Boob must have spent many hours putting tea leaves in this tiny paper sack.
You know something, Chio? You're a real kick in the head.
Kick in the head?
Oseji desu. I told her it was a compliment.
I give my thanks to the most honorable Boob.
Told you in Tokyo. That's Seth Bryant, the founder of our town.
Yes, but I never dreamed at the time that I'd be standing here with you.
Neither did I. The water table around here is very high, so we use wells. But in dry years, we draw on the Indian watershed, which is up in those mountains.
And you store it in the reservoir which we drove by.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Shall we sit down?
All right.
When you were in Tokyo, I talked too much, just as you've been doing tonight. And it was for a reason.
I know, but...
We both knew what that reason was. We felt a warmth between us. Am I not correct?
Well, yes.
Mike. When I had a chance to do some study in your country, I picked Bryant Park on purpose. Do you know why?
I think so.
You do? I thought I'd kept my feelings out of my letters.
Kimiko, before you go any further, I've got to tell you something. I'm engaged to Sally, the girl you met when you arrived.
I know.
Well, good, because I... You know.
I suspected when I saw you together, so I asked Chip, and he gave me all the details.
Oh, but you just...
Perhaps I didn't make myself clear enough because our two languages are so different. I, too, am engaged to be married. My family picked him out in the old-fashioned, and I rebelled until I met him. Then the rebellion was over.
Well, he's a lucky man.
Thank you.
You know, I'm pretty lucky myself.
I'm sure you are. I would like to get to know Sally.
Oh, well, you will, you will. As soon as you get some free time.
As you people say, I'll make a point of it.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing there? Wiring train for sale?
I'm putting his new license on with the old one so he'll jingle more.
Oh.
No use calling Sally.
Why, did she call?
No, Kamika called her and she got an hour off. And they're going to have tea.
Together?
Sure. Why would she call to have tea in different places?
Who gave Kimiko Sally's number?
Me.
You? What's the matter with you? Why would you do a thing like that?
Because she asked me. Why, did you give Kimiko a bunch of extra goofies so you don't want Sally to know about?
Of course not. Oh, you're right. Why would they talk about me? They're probably talking about dresses and fashions and hairdos and movie stars.
Kimiko, tell me, did you know Mike well in Tokyo?
He was there but 2 days. We felt a warmth between us, a similar thinking, but that's all.
I saw the look of doubt cross your face the day my aunt and I arrived. Well, I thought I'd hidden it pretty well.
Not to another woman. Mike told you I was engaged.
He called to tell me at 6 o'clock this morning.
Mike is a fine man. He'll be good to you.
I know. Tell me, Kimiko, there's something I've just got to ask you. Well, we hear a lot over here about what wonderful wives Japanese women make. Returning GIs, movies, books, all say the same thing. Is it really true?
Mostly, yes. Our culture is changing, but our marriages remain as they were hundreds of years ago. A wife serves her husband.
Even a modern girl like you?
Yes. My husband and I will discuss things. I'll even try to influence. But finally, he is the boss. To serve a good man is a privilege.
Well, when you say serve, do you mean you actually wait on him? All this back scrubbing and subservience is really true?
It is not subservience if you love. And I say a secret to you. Men are like little boys.
Yes.
They like it when a weak and helpless woman flutters around like a butterfly in front of a strong and dominant male.
A weak and helpless butterfly. I wonder if that would work with Mike.
Honey, just pick one.
I don't care which movie we see, Mike. I'd be perfectly happy to go to anyone you want to.
Do you feel all right?
I feel fine.
Why are you rubbing my neck?
No reason. I just thought you might be tightened up.
Well, I'm not. We may as well go inside. What did you do that for?
I just opened the door for you.
I can open up the door.
Well, I know, but there's no reason why you should. And there's no reason why you should have to go clear around the car to open up the door for me either. Especially after a long day.
A long day? Honey, you worked today. I didn't do a thing.
That can be tiring, too.
You go on inside. I'll be right in.
All right. See you inside.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, that's just great, Kimiko. You really shouldn't bother, though.
You went miles out of your way to pick me up at my school. This removes tension from traffic.
Don't fight us, Steve. Don't fight us. A little harder, Shiona.
Well.
Oh, hi, Mike. The ladies insisted. I'm glad.
The sun must never set on tightened muscles.
Shio mm-hmm. tells me I'm getting all tensed up from working around this kitchen so much. Will you slap that left shoulder around, darling? Loosen it up.
Oh, boy. Yes. You know, if all American wives got this habit, there'd be fewer divorces in this country, honestly. Yeah.
Yes, as I told Sally today, it's a woman's place to serve.
Mm. Wait a minute. You told Sally that today?
Yes. Yes, Mike, she's a fine girl. She only thinks to please you.
That's where she got the idea. Thanks, Kimiko.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh boy, oh girl, oh boy.
Honey, you know, you're right after all. I am awfully tired.
Oh? Well, here, honey, why don't you just sit right down here on the couch and relax, okay?
Yes. Oh.
Is that better?
Yeah. My shoes are killing
me. Oh, here, let me help you.
All right. Yes.
Is that better?
Much.
How would you like me to go right out into the kitchen and get you something nice and warm to drink?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay.
But, Sally, I have an itch in my back. Would you scratch
it? Oh, sure.
Honey, maybe you could get a better shot at it if I laid down. Now, a little more to the left. A little more to the left. Left, honey.
That is the left, Mike.
Oh, must be the right. Honey, have you got a hangnail or something? There's something that's awfully uncomfortable.
Oh, scratch it yourself. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing.
Now, look at Mike. Let's just get one thing straight. I love you, and I'm going to try to please you as much as I can. Only next time I try to be nice, don't drive it into the ground. You did this whole thing on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh,
God. Grab. Get you.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas.
It's all right, Dad. We just discovered that you can't combine an ancient Oriental culture with the spirit of 76 all in one afternoon.
Oh, well, fine.
Oh,
I'm going to let you girls massage my arms for a few minutes, and then, Gio, I'm going to let you get dinner. How about that?
You are a very thoughtful person, Boob.
Well, I always try to be.
And then we landed at the Tokyo airport at evening. It was good to be home, but we both feel we are richer people because we shared your life for a few days. Chio joins me in a thousand thanks for things given from the heart for which we can never repay. My love and respect always, Kimiko. That's nice, huh?
Kind of gets you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, Rob, anything new happen to school?
No, not much. Oh, except Robert Silicon got an F on his test for horsing around and saying that A Tale of Two Cities was about St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Well, wasn't it?
Jim, how about you? Anything new?
Nothing much, except this new kid showed up at school last week.
What's his name?
Well, Tommy Young. He's already the neatest kickball player in the whole school.
He in your class?
No, they don't know where to put him yet, on account he doesn't talk much English.
Where's he from?
Well, someplace called Taiwan.
Oh, Formosa, huh?
Yeah, you know, it must be tough on kids like that, just to come over here and get on to our way of doing things.
Oh, yeah? Last week, his little sister used to follow me around carrying my books. It was real neat. Now, this week, she wants me to carry her books. She really caught on fast.
But Jim, I guess that's what is called Western progress. That's good, too.
Coming up later, we'll award you an Oscar and a Tony in an Emmy-winning show, The Odd Couple. Catch back-to-back episodes starting at noon, 9 Pacific, right here on TV Land, the Rewatchability Network.